We were discussing the Mishnah about Hillel and why Rebbe put a certain series of members of Hillel in Perek Aleph, and then he fast-forwarded somewhere to the middle of Perek Beis and put other members, and we're studying the Toldos Yehoshua, and we want to see his insight. He says the following, that if we analyze the career of a person who's studying Torah, we could really divide it into three periods of time. First, he's a Talmud, then he's a Lomed, and then he's a Malamed, meaning early in his career, he's studying at the feet of some scholar. Later on, he has to take all that knowledge, integrate it, study on his own, expand his horizons, and then finally, he becomes a Malamed. He's saturated with so much Torah knowledge that he can teach others. And this is the insight of the Vilna Gaon on a pasuk in the fifth parak of Mishle, Shasa Mayim Mevurach, Hainu Shemekabitz Mayim Mimakom Acher Shalomim Me'acherim. So we're talking at the beginning of this pasuk of someone who drinks water from a source of blessing, and he's drinking up the water of Torah from his Rebbe. Then the pasuk goes on and says, V'nozlim mitoch be'erech. At this point, says the Gaon, a person is learning on his own. He's learning levad. He's coming up with new chidushim. He becomes a mayan hanoveh, becomes like a spring which gives forth water. And yafutsu mayanosecha chutza, the end of this pasuk refers to a person who has reached that point in which he can be melamed Torah to acherim. And this is also indicated by the Sifri and Parshas Ekev, Vehema Boim Kisidram Biodom Bemeshech Chayav. It means B'tchila, at the beginning of his career, Bimei Alumav, when he's a young person, Meshamish is Rabosav. He's Meshamish Talmid Chachom, he learns from them Torah. Acharzman, when he passes that period of time, he can begin to learn on his own. He's independent, stands on his own two feet. Kasher yotzi dechovasa b'shimush is yasok babi liatzmo. He studies Torah on his own. Lachzar on Talmud, number one, he reviews what he learned. L'siyashiv libobo, number two, it seeps into his understanding. And then ulechadish bo dvarim, he's able to add his own and expand the Torah. And now he's ready for the third stage, is b'makom she'ein anosh, and there's no one else to teach Torah, Yismane, he will be appointed Leos Mora to be the teacher, the Nasi, the Avbezdin, the Rosh Hashiva, v'yafutsu mayanosav chutza. In fact, David HaMelech in his Sefer Tehillim mentions these three levels, and he reflects on three different periods of his life. First, he says, Elokim limadatani mina urai. In other words, during my youth and my early adulthood, when I was a teenager, I was a Talmid. And then, v'adheina agid niflo secha, which means that in days afterwards, that middle age of my life, I wasn't teaching yet others, but I didn't have to learn from others either. And then v'gam ad zikna v'seva agid zroch oledor l'chol yovag v'rosecha. This means he was able to teach Torah, to sing the praises of God to others, and that's in his older age. And we find that with regard to Hillel, he in his youth was a Talmud of Shmaya Vavtalion, and we saw the Gemara in Yuma before, that in order to listen to the Divrei Elokim Chaim of Shmaya Vavtalion, he would climb on the, if he gave half of his salary, half his earnings to entry into the Beis Medrash, if he couldn't do that, he would climb up on top. And in Yerushalayim, already he reaches an older stage. From Bachrus, he goes on to his middle age. Here at this point, he's very poor, and he goes down to Bavel. And Bain Shmai Vavtalion, Bain Nisiuso, Nagu B'nei B'nei B'seira Nisiusum. At this point in history, when Hillel is going down to Bavel, the Nisius is in the hands of the B'nei B'seira. And that's the Gemara Pesachim Samavah. And then Hillel is called a Bavli because he lives in Bavel. As we saw in the Gemara in Psachim, Hillel was called upon in Bavel to become the Nasi. He's called Hillel Bavli because Ola Hillel Bavli mi Bavel v'yista. He returned the Torah, as we saw in the Gemara in Sukkah. And why is he called Hillel Bavli? Because he came from Bavel, and that's where he became the important teacher of Israel. And at some point, he lords it over them and rips it into them as to why they weren't Meshamesh Shmaya Vavtalion. In any event, at this point, he has completed his middle age stage of learning for himself, his Yashiv B'Livo Talmudo, all the Talmud that he received from Shmaya Vavtalion now sunk in, so to speak. He was able to integrate it, and he was Mekayim, what the Chazal say in the Medrash, Kimasmeros Netuim Bali Asufos. He's considered Bali Asufos. He has all the Torah organized in front of him. And that's why he becomes now the Nasi, becomes the Rebbe, and after all the Yigiyah of Yom Valayla, to make sure that he maintains his Torah knowledge, now they know there's no one else to ask but him. He's the man, he's the scholar, he's going to answer the questions. And if that be the case, then perhaps we could explain that the choice of Mishnayos here by Rebbe are the Mishnayos that Hillel studied during these three, they're each representative respectively of the three periods of life of Hillel. And we begin with the Mishnah of, let's just go through them, the Mishnah of Hevi Mitalmidov, Shel Aaron, Oev Shalom, Verodev Shalom. The emphasis here is on being a Talmud, and that represents the youth of Hillel. And then Hillel, again at this point, is in Bavel, and therefore the language of the Mishnah reflects the language of Bavel, Negid Shmei Avad Shmei, which means we're talking about Aramaic. And after we come to this, we finally come to the third section of his statements. So let's go through it. Oev Shalom, Vrodev Shalom, Oev Sabris Makabal Torah. That itself is what we call, number one, Lachonein Shalom HaMedina. He's making sure that there's peace in the Medina. And this is going to be Al Pi Mishpatei HaTorah V'Chukeha. Oev Shalom is the Yisod Gadol for Yishuv HaAretz. In this presentation, the Toldos Yeshua explains that the way that Rebbe organized the Mishnayos was what he calls Me'ama'uchar El HaKodem. He starts with a later period of life. You remember that Hillel in his last period of time came to Bavel, and that's when he was elected as the Nasi. And the Nasi is in charge of Shalom, Oev Shalom, Verodev Shalom, etc. And he has a whole explanation here as to why it's logical that Rebbe would start with the later sayings, meaning reflecting the last period, the golden age of Hillel's life. Me'ama'uchar el akodem, chein nachan u'mesuka miod al pitochen perek zeh, shebobo ma'morei roshei ha-mekablin biyosem nesiyim. Since the emphasis is on the nesiyim, and each one of these zugos starts with one nasi, therefore when we get to Hillel, we start with Hillel as a nasi, which is the last part of his life. And these three mishnayos here at the beginning of Rebbe's presentation, here in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Beis, and so forth, Mishnah Yud Gimel, Mishnah Yud Tav, these are the Mishnayos and the teachings of Hillel as a Nasi, and they all deal with Shalom HaMedina, Mishpatei HaTorah, Oev Shalom, etc. The Yisod Gadol for Yishuv Aretz, as we mentioned earlier, Venasati Shalom Ba'aretz. That's going to be the essence of these Mishnayos. And then, when we get to Mishnah Yud Gimel, which is the Mishnah of Negid Shema Avad Shema, there, he's warning us, Lifkoach Al Shalom, he's warning us about the Hisrachakus Mirabonis Unisius. In other words, we don't want to let the Tzarchei HaTzibur get to us in such a way that we won't be able to focus on our learning and so forth and so on. And then he gets to Mishnah Yudalei Nemein Ani Li Mili. All this fits in, but since we're running out of time, and we wanted to get to one point here as to why Hillel was, you know, the great Anav that he was. He was perhaps, other than Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the greatest Anav, and yet we find here in the Gemara Pesachim that he really laces it into the Bnei Habsera, and he was maknit them. He really, in a sense, was very harsh with them, and he said that they weren't Mishamish Karoi. This doesn't sound like Hillel. So the Emes Liyakov of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a very important insight here that I wanted to share with you, and that is that Hillel starts with his statement of having mitalmidav shel Aaron, oev shalom v'rodev shalom. Now, if we look at the midos of Moshe and Aaron, we may come to the wrong conclusion. We may think that the teva of Moshe is to be, you know, very difficult, very harsh. He's not flexible. You know, he judges the people and even institutes a capital punishment. But the answer is no. That's not really true. Says Rav Kamenetsky, the truth about Moshe is that he has the same teva as Aaron. He's also shofea roch uneimus. He's soft and he's pleasant. He was an oev shalom v'rodev shalom. But the difference between Moshe and Aaron is in their respective functions and capacities. Moshe was the melech, and the king has to judge the people bechazko, with strength. Lahanish is a roi lanosh, liyasa is a varyan. But in the case of Aaron, he had a totally different role to play. And therefore, he could take his natural midos and live by them to show, he didn't have to show chozek yad against the tzibur, but rather, he could be pliable, he could be makariv people, makariv from the Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu really refused back at the Sneh to accept upon himself the minui to be the leader of Klal Yisrael and the king. He would rather be like Aaron, and maybe Aaron would be better as a king. Moshe would rather be a Rodev Shalom and spend his life in that capacity. And he would have been more than happy if Aaron would have been appointed as the Melech. In fact, Aaron was very happy that Moshe was appointed as a Melech, and not him, maybe because now he could develop his chesed and his love and his Oev Shalom. So the very moment that Moshe Rabbeinu gets appointed as a leader, he has to act in a different way. And the same thing is true of Hillel. Before he was appointed as the Nasi, he had no responsibility of Rediyas Aram, you know, to institute punishments for the people. He was the Anav Gadol Mikol Adam. But as soon as he was elected to the position of leader of Nasi, he's got to be Madrich, he's got to be Manig the people. And he begins to castigate them and to say strong words about the fact that they forgot halachas because they weren't Mishamish Talmid Chachamim. And he had to do that because that's his responsibility now insofar as he's the manig of the generation. So Rav Moshe Amir Tzashem, there's a lot more to do over here. We'll try to see if we can wrap this up in the next year on Pirkei Avos. I don't know exactly when that'll be, but I wanted to take this opportunity to wish everyone a fantastic Shabbos, and hopefully we'll continue later on.